Hey everybody, Davenport back with you on audioboom.com. Glad to be back. It is raining in the Northwest. We've had our first real rain here in the last week and got a lot of bulldozer work going on here in the area where we are, moving tons and tons and tons of dirt from one location to another. I have no idea what engineer came up with this brain fart, but it's amazing. I'm going to get some pictures for you all. This gigantic earth mover climbing these massive mountains, taking this dirt out. They've taken about 500 loads of dirt, God knows where. But anyway, we're back on Audio Boom. Our pages were shut down on Facebook due to our last broadcast talking about vaccines. But much more than vaccines, we're talking about the technology that's being used today to implant or inject nanobots into your brain, into your bloodstream, directly into your bloodstream that crossed the blood-brain barrier, which I know sounds completely insane, but most of you who do not do the research, you'll never really know what's going on. I know that many of you are anti-vaccine, and I know that when you hear about this new plan that Bill Gates has come up with, you're going to really be against vaccines, more than just the mercury, more than just the animal parts, and more than just all of these genetically modified things that they're doing with the vaccines and all this weird Frankensteinian technology. We're talking about an actual nanobot that can be planted into your brain and travel to your offspring, which is beyond science fiction, ladies and gentlemen, but the information is there if you're willing to go out and get it. Most of you will not go out and get it. Most of you will pass this information away like bad gas, but you really do need to do your homework because we've gone far beyond worrying about the ingredients in the vaccine. We've gone far beyond the mercury situation. So it's almost too unreal to report. It's beyond science fiction, the research that we've got. Our station was shut down. We were threatened. We were warned not to do that story. And sure enough, 30 minutes after we did that story, both networks were shut down. So we're really working very hard right now to try to get back up on air. That's why we're here on Audio Boom. I don't know why the hell they had to go and change that name, but they always have to screw up a good thing. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I say. But they did. We're back on Audio Boom. .com, and we're also over at Google Plus. You can find Kyler Davenport there at Google Plus, and you can also find me on my YouTube channel. We will be bringing up Sam Broadcaster very soon. Our station will be going 24 hours, probably after the winter. We promised you all we were going to go 24 hours. We weren't able to do that. We had a lot of difficulty in getting Sam up and running. I'm sitting here looking at our Sam board now, and we're going to get it registered, and we're going to learn how to tweak this thing. So, appreciate you all listening. Be careful out there on Facebook. Remember, you are being tracked and traced and profiled, and be sure not to put your children's pictures on Facebook, and don't ruin their life early. Let them have some freedom. If they're going to screw up their life, let them do it. So until next time, this is Kyler Davenport in the Great Northwest, and remember, whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, and enthusiastically act upon might come to pass. See you guys later.